What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This is our late podcast, the 15th of May. It was supposed to be... When was the last podcast I did?
I don't know.
It was probably only a couple of days ago, but it feels like it was a long time ago because, you know, I've had to apologize to the people on Patreon. We're going to have a bit of Coke before we started. Speaking of Patreon, Latreon, haven't done a podcast all week. I had to go on and go, I'm really sorry, guys. We just don't have BT at the minute because we've had a full BT thing going on, haven't we? And we've had enough.
I think our whole life is just complaining about BT right now, but.
Well, it's over now. It's over. Like Tekashi 6ix9ine when he got out there. Do you see him?
No, I didn't.
It's over. You know what's over? Your life shortly. Everyone wants to kill him. He snitched on everyone, then he got out of jail. And he's like, it's over. I got this watch. By the way, have you heard his music?
No.
Soil. It is fucking the worst.
Soil.
I don't know why it's so popular. I think it's like literally like children get into it. And they're like, oh, that's so, you know, I'm so angry and this is badass and everything. Do you shiver or are you on there?
Both.
I have that effect on people.
I know.
But yeah, he had one of those Richard Milley or whatever watches. And it's worth loads of money. And he's like, you ain't got this watch? And I'm like, bro. No, I don't. Got a Casio.
You're right.
120 quid. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so we're waiting on BT all week. What happened was we moved safely, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we had a seamless transition with the internet, and then because of COVID, they weren't letting people into the house. So we got a message in, oh, it's going to be the 23rd of June. And we were like, that's not happening.
Much
to me, I was like, that can't happen to me. I'm the internet guy.
I am the internet.
And then we basically, you know, fucking back and forward. And then I slabbered about it on this podcast. And you know what? Shout out. I'm not giving away his name. He'd probably get in trouble. There was a chap from BT got in touch with me and he's like, we'll sort this out. You know, you like Maureen's a high risk person. So it's priority that someone like you gets internet, you know, because. You have to order shopping online and whatnot.
There's a high risk I'll be annoyed that I can't stream Disney Plus.
I immediately turned into like Belfast Dad. I was like, the risk is you have to listen to her for fucking another month. Fuck's sake.
Listen to me. You're the one who yaps about it.
Yeah, well, I'm the breadwinner and I wasn't winning no bread with no internet. You know what I'm saying? I was eating plenty of it.
I was going to say, all you did was eat bread.
Rude. So anyway, some guy fixed it and he basically, without saying it outright, was like, we're fixing it because we don't want you to slobber about BT. Now, that's not going to stop me, but that guy, shout out to that guy. He was
lovely.
Wild man. Civil. And he was like, listen, you know, we have to, you know. You've got a bit of a presence online, and if you started bad-mouthing us, it wouldn't look good for us. But I'm going to do it anyway! Now, it shouldn't have to come to a guy, because of whatever pull I have, reaching out to fix that, should it? In this day and age...
They're under pressure, because they are all off for a month.
Pressure my ass! Pressure to what? Open a box and hit a switch? Useless! He fucking, like... whenever it ended in our last house, which is this house, we're in it, we're back, we haven't moved far, but it went off immediately. It goes off immediately. They're like, it's going to cut off on the 11th. It goes off. A wee computer nyip, goes off. Stop yawning and shivering.
It's very cold and yawny in here.
and then I'm like, why can't you just go doot, and it comes back on again,
because we assume we know how the internet works and we don't.
I pretty much invented the
internet.
You
were just like, why can't you just, when you know, press the button and
I was
it
doing
starts.
ICT in school and I said, wouldn't it be great instead of having to think, I put it into a doot-doot box and all the answers came to me with punctuated with videos of people fucking.
And who did you like? You must have told someone who's like got that spread around like.
Yeah, there was going to be a website right called Goggle. Gogglebox? Oh. I invented that too.
You invent a lot of things you can tell people.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What else? What else?
I thought it'd be a good idea for like butter to come in a lipstick.
You actually did say that. I think that has happened, doesn't it? Right now.
Yeah, if it would just come out like a wee
butter lipstick, that's what you call your penis.
No, I call it my crotch banana, like, really. we were feeding a child a banana because he started eating about 3 days ago, and now he's like, "Where'd my fucking teeth?" He's fucking angry now. You bring the bowl over, and he snatches the spoon out of your hand and puts it so far down his throat. He's like, "Yeah, I fucking love bananas." But it fell on his nappy area, and imagine an adult called it that.
Don't say that.
And your sister was like, "Oh, crotch banana," and then we all laughed.
We all laughed at crotch
banana. We all laughed because that insinuates we're saying penis.
You can't say penis in a baby, though.
You know you can. What do you say, budley?
Yeah, it's wee budley. It's cute.
There's a video. I think it might be Scottish. And the guy's like, there's his wee brother, and he's like, "Let me do a tattoo on you." He draws a wee cock. And he goes, "I think it's Scottish." It's funnier in my head if it's Scottish. And the guy's like, "That's not a tattoo or something." And he goes, "What is it?" He goes, "That's a Willy Winky." But it might well be Belfast. And he goes, "That's a Willy Winky." Which makes it more aggressive. But
yeah,
why is everything funny like in Scotland? I don't know.
It just is, isn't it? Scottish or Australian accents make everything sound funnier.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you could literally be like, "Mummy's on heroin," you'd laugh your bollocks off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a bad example, but
So anyway, the BT is fixed.
So we love BT again.
We love BT again, and I clicked on the speed test, and it hit, the Megs were flying in. Woo! Woo! Do you know how we celebrate? We watch Netflix, we upload a podcast, we watch porn, and we stream fights all in one go. Yes.
Fun.
What I'm saying is, though, roll on 5G, because everyone's like, "Oh, it causes all sorts of illnesses or whatever," like for a second till we get used to it. And then it's like, I want to be able to have an account, much like a mobile phone. And wherever I go, I have 5G around me.
Really?
Even if like,
you're... What are you going to use an excuse then for not doing work?
Your organs are cooking. Well, you see... when there's no internet there, I think it was very evident how much work I actually do when I wasn't able to do it. Because I was insufferable, wasn't I?
Oh, nightmare. Like,
I was so annoying. Listen, I'm a creative guy and I need to come into this room and talk shit sometimes. Whenever I can't do it with smoothness, it drives me fucking crazy.
I mean, all you ask is for absolute perfection at all times, and that's it, you know?
And what's wrong with that? Have you not seen the Michael Jordan documentary? Me and Michael Jordan would get on like that.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, we would.
You're nothing alike.
Or else we would clash. We are very much alike. Like,
Give me two examples.
He hates everyone he works with.
You don't work with anyone.
He thinks except me. He thinks they're all not as good as him. And he's trying to give them information. Be like, "Be as good as me." And they're like, "Lazy." And he's like, "Fuck you. And fuck you too, lazy fat bitch."
You talking to me, sir?
No, he's talking to the guy with the goggles on, please.
You hear that?
He would like slap fast food out of his hand and all.
Really? No, I didn't.
You know
see
the guy
that,
with the goggles? Yeah. He's like Horace or something.
Yeah.
He would like slap food out of his hand and they would go out for dinner and he was like, "Don't give him any food. He hasn't earned food."
What? Are you serious? Yeah, I didn't see that bit.
He's a no, this was on a different thing I read.
Oh. Okay.
But it wasn't a documentary, but he's a savage. So that's what we have in common. We hate everyone we work with.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll snatch fast food out of your hand.
Yeah.
And eat it.
What else?
We're black. No.
You're both a fan of shorts?
Yeah, we're both a fan of shorts.
And trainers.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, we're both 6'6".
6'6". But you're like a lie detector. Are you lying? No.
Well, sometimes I get a croaky throat from shaking. Whatever you want to eat. Speaking of fast food.
No, we're not speaking of fast food.
They opened a fucking...
You start so many sentences with that.
Do you know what, Manny? I haven't podcasted in about 5 days. I have a lot of shit to say.
Oh, Jesus.
When was Bustin' Musk Nuts out? Anyway.
Normal thing to say. I don't know, like a week ago? Less than a week, maybe?
Spreaker, Airbuck, fucking go. Got new podcast artwork too. Always evolving. I don't have a date in this watch. Yeah, fuck me. That was a week ago. It was too hard.
Was that a main one, though? That was actually... it's not even a week, though, is it?
Okay, so Patreon would have been... let me see... 10th, which was last... The Q&A was the last one. Do you know what? You haven't had to wait that long. You haven't even had to wait a full fucking week.
No.
The way you normally would, so there you go. But yeah, the Patreon will get hit hard. Me and Aaron are going to do a podcast. We're going to try something to try and capture good audio.
Well, you did send him equipment to do that, didn't you?
I sent him a cable, yeah, but you know what he's like. He doesn't have the cable to go from the fucking Zoom into the computer, and that's a whole other fucking thing. And now I'm Michael Jordan again.
All right, let's see what we get. Let's see what you mean now, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Have a cable. He always said that.
Yeah.
Have a fucking cable. Have a mini USB.
Have a Kit Kat.
I'd love a Kit Kat. Not a timeout. I need a timeout.
We only have basketball related snacks now. From
well, you're running about the house going, I go hard in the motherfucking paint. N-word. Saying it really loud.
I've never said that.
You fucking Wendy and Nat. There was, speaking of fast food, did they open KFC in Boucher and the queue was fucking 8 miles long?
What is wrong with people?
Like
why would, I don't understand why you'd want to do that.
Like, you know. Do
you want to eat chicken out of someone that hasn't served chicken in like 2 months?
I don't Yuck. Know. I remember.
Do you think those people want to work there?
My granny, and this is why I'm fat, my granny used to take me to KFC, which I think secretly she wanted to go to KFC back in the day. And it was good then. You know,
I'm sure there's a bit of like.
There was a period of time when
excitement
it was.
Excitement to it.
When
one
it
point.
Was good quality food. Not good quality food, but you know what I mean? It was actually something resembled a piece of chicken in a burger. And I was just like, what's this crispy meat? Rats. And she used to take me all the time. But do you remember that period of time where I was like, oh, I'd love KFC, love KFC, love KFC. And then I got one and I was so upset. I was like, this.
It was stinking.
Is trash.
And then you and my sister Niamh constantly go on at me every time we drive down the motorway. Can we get a fryer tux? Can we get a fryer tux? I'm like, no, absolutely not. Disgusting. It's not disgusting, but I was like, you really don't need one right now.
I know.
And eventually I was like, right, okay, you can have one. And he's at it and he's felt sick.
Yeah, I didn't feel great. Very greasy. And the chips.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
But do you know what I mean?
It's usually better in your mind, isn't it?
Do you know what they do, though? They give you a mixture of things that aren't even. You know, they'll be like, do you want chips? Yeah. And then they're like, do you want coleslaw and gravy on it? And you go, yeah.
Prefer their coleslaw is real nice.
But
isn't
you're
it?
Like, well, I would never fucking have this ever. Oh, yeah, the coleslaw's nice. The gravy.
It is nice.
Do you know what the gravy is? Vaseline and sand.
Yeah. It's just super greasy, like.
But it's fucking art. Me and Mickey would go there like two dirty sluts sometimes. When we're having a car park affair.
Do they just set a wee trough out for you on the side?
Yeah, and we take our tops off and go fucking go at it. And he pulls his tits out and does that wee dance. You know what I mean? But yeah, what would need to open for you to fucking rush to it? Like, and wait in the car?
Probably like certain coffee shops near us.
Yeah. Certain coffee shop give us, well, I bought them, 10 bags of coffee off them. Because all the other coffee we're buying in the shops tastes like, fuck, soil. Disgusting.
What would be nice?
I'll be honest, like, anytime I went to Belfast, I would try and work it in with, like, what Asian food. Because, you know, if you're in the countryside, you'll get a Chinese. You'll get an, I think we're lucky with an Indian. There aren't a lot of good Indians around. But if we go to Belfast, it's usually like, can we go for some Asian type food? Because that's just not readily available down here.
But would you sit in a car queuing for us?
No, because I don't think, like Bowtree and fucking Holy Lands there, I don't think there'd be a queue at all.
I just think if it was a giant queue for something, I just wouldn't be, I would be like scared to eat out of it then. If you're under such pressure to get so much food out. I like to go places when they're like relaxed about their food. Do you know what I mean? They've got plenty of time. Take their time.
Or do you want to, you know, it's like pints in a bar. You're like, what do people drink? Oh, they drink Guinness. Oh, well, so give me the Guinness.
It's like, it's
don't give me the fucking
like,
Smithwick's Blonde where the head of it is like fluff. You know what I mean? But yeah, I wouldn't queue up for a kid. You have to be a real scumbag to be, I want to go to Kentucky.
I'll go to a drive-through bar.
The most Belfast thing you can say is call KFC Kentucky.
You always hear that in airports. I actually didn't know that was a real thing.
You're piercing. You're too close.
You said it once.
What, Kentucky?
Yeah, and I was like, do people say that? And like, oh, yeah. And then we were in an airport and a pile of scumbags ran past saying,
where's your fucking Kentucky?
And I was like, oh my God, people do say this.
We watched that inside Hyde Bank.
Well, we tried to on our 4G thing and it barely worked. So I think we've missed the last one. Or we didn't watch it yet. Or you watched it separately,
didn't
you? No,
I fucked it up because the order of iPlayer, the first thing you see is the last episode.
Is the last episode and then you go backwards.
I didn't even look. click the box.
Although iPlayer is like notoriously hard to stream, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pants. But I did see a program similar to that years ago where they'd let like young offenders out for the day, and they went. There was a load. They basically, I think they went like, "Do you want to go kayaking?" And a load of them were like, "That's fucking gay." And none of them went kayaking. And then because they behaved well on the kayak trip, they bought them KFC. And the guy was like, "You didn't fucking tell me Kentucky was part of the deal." I went fucking gay canoeing for fucking, what do you call their ice cream? A fucking,
what do they call it? I don't know.
A crush them?
Crush.
Is it crush them?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I went for a fucking zinger box meal. Fucking kayaking like a poof. Do you remember we were in?
It's funny how some sports can be just, they're gay, you know what I mean? That's a gay sport.
Gay till you see someone's fucking lats after rowing all day. Puffing out like a cobra. Absolutely noodle legs, but like... You're pushing a boat. Just like, remember you did when I was in the back of the boat in Ha Long Bay in Vietnam? And I had a GoPro and a camera and I was like fucking...
No, you just had no idea you're doing this.
Like I was making a documentary.
This is you in the water, literally tapping it. And I was like, Colin, you have to get the oar actually into the water.
What's
and
the
pull
rush?
It back.
What's the rush?
That you're 20 stone in a canoe? That's what the rush is. Drowning? Death?
It was boring.
In the Mekong? It's not the Mekong. Do you know what I mean? It's like, no? And you're like,
no, but you're supposed to be floating along being like, this is lovely. And you're like, come on, there's racists to be
on. Yeah, the place is filled with bats. It's a cave of bats.
Yeah.
So there is a rush.
What's wrong with that? The bats are...
Right,
who's
you can't
ever
canoe.
Died? Who's ever died from being near a bat?
Well,
I in the club getting tipsy.
It's enough cook for you.
Everybody, yeah. But what was the point?
I'm better at sports than you.
Can talk ace. You're not better at sports than me. I don't know anyone that's better at sports than me.
Michael Jordan.
I don't know him.
None of the people I know are better at sports. Is
yeah.
What you mean?
Who do we know that's better at sports than me?
Frank, who can play football?
Who can't play football?
I've never seen you play football.
I have boxes of medals.
Right, from
football.
What age were you?
9.
Yes.
In my prime.
When you were 16 soon. Back when I was a young thing.
Was I good or was I just smashing over other 9-year-olds? Let me just Google a player here. I was at a tournament and it was like, what do you call those fucking things? Apex or something? There was like a 7-a-side football tournament or something. And I won like player of the tournament, top goal scorer. And the player of the tournament one was legit like, you know, like at an award ceremony when someone wins and they go, me? I was like, I thought they were going to get it to some, you know, fucking guy with one leg and crutches. But I got player of the tournament and I stood up all like, oh my God, I can't believe that. Now I did score 28 goals in like fucking 4 matches, but I remember someone... Because there was always like, there's scouts here, which is basically like they've sent a licensed paedophile to like perv on kids playing football.
Stop it!
And which one is he? He's the one the trench coat was cock out. And someone went, you play like a young John Hartson," which you will laugh. But you know, if I told that to Shane, he'd piss himself.
Right? Okay.
This is the guy.
Jesus, is that what you look like when you're 9?
Yep, ginger fucking. Just fur around my head. He's got a heart on there. It's cool. I think he was like a, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't like shredded footballer like you'd see. He just looked like a builder that threw on a football top and was like, what the fuck? But, yeah. So there's a cool story for you. Coronavirus updates. I wanted to talk. Everyone was talking about Boris's speech, where he's like, "Stay inside, but go out if you must, and finger your ass, but don't." I mean, the actually screenshotted this. Down South had, you know, like quite a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all phased in like this, like phase one, like commencing the 18th of May, community health. You know, like fuck off. You know, 5 kilometers travel limit, avoid unnecessary journeys, education, childcare essential, healthcare workers, kids with special needs or, you know, whatever. Phased return of outdoor work. You know what? It was broken down. It was so clear. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's like fucking, how many boxes there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 20 fucking, or what's 5, 5? 25? 30.
A lot of boxes.
Like a load of,
yeah.
A load of steps as to, you know, how to get back. And then this one here, the UK one, was just like step one, nothing in it. Step two, you got to build, these are cartoons, you got a builder there. You got a fucking certificate. What does that mean? You have a certificate of cycling on a bench and a tree. If you're a tree, you can go out. What are you talking about, bro? Get a fucking haircut, you blonde retard. Cut his hair. Can't take him seriously at all.
Or just like brush it to one side or something.
He's like, I'm still young. I'm one of these. He's the guy with his tie around his head, like at the Christmas do.
He just looks like one of those people, you know, like always has scruffy hair and probably has his shirt constantly one half untucked. And you just look scruffy.
No, he
like
got a,
you don't have time.
He got a to woman pregnant.
Care about things. I mean,
he's riding.
Does he not have about like six
probably
legitimate children or something?
He's riding.
What on earth would someone find sexy about Boris Johnson?
Dunno. Is it a power thing?
Who knows?
Does his dick have blonde messy hair?
Oh Jesus.
And then step two, there's a sign that says open, and then there's a kid running away with the thing. And then step three is, and they have only three steps, and they're fairly simple. Step three is knife and fork, drink and entry. Number two, burp count, put it in the corner. Fuck me. I think they're just leaving it up to the public so that if you do something wrong, they have no real, like,
I mean, there was
liability, do they?
There was a slightly more detailed one with actual words in it that wasn't the pictures, but it was still very vague and missed out a lot of things that people would need to know, like childcare things and all those things. You know, nothing like that was detailed. And again, just, they have to be vague, obviously. You can't really specify anything. You can't actually specify actual dates right now or exact anything. But I think for a lot of people, it was just a bit like, well, that's so vague that it's like, oh, well, they can do this, but I can't. And how does that make sense? Because that's more of a risk thing, what I'm doing. Yeah. And what about those people's children, where do they go when these people have to go back to work? You know, it's all a bit like, it sort of just keeps going, you know, round in circles, round and stuff, and it kind of goes, what? Well, nothing's changed then.
Yeah,
and, so, and I don't know, you know, when it's not a very
clear plan. I think there's just like,
it's not going to be easy, is it?
It's so tough, but it's like everything, people try and have general rules for, you know, everybody. But individually speaking, things do change. Or can be, you know what I mean? Like there are certain people where you're like, no, all businesses should be shut. And you're like, but Tesco's is open and it has the most people in it. So why couldn't you open your shop that fucking posts out most of your stuff? You know what I mean? It's like, if you had a small business that two people worked in and these are both all right,
I think
why can't you work there?
I have seen a lot more places sort of not take it on themselves, but sort of go, well, say it's a coffee shop or small businesses. I have seen some of them recently open and be like, this is for takeaway now. Or small cafes being like, well, we're going to do takeaway and you can stand at the door and we hand it out to you. You pay by card, you don't come in and it's just me either, or are there only one person? So people are kind of trying to adapt it to themselves anyway. So people are having to just go, well, if someone else can go to work right now, and so long as I'm not on top of someone, if we can stay away from each other, even if it's in the kitchen, we're not actually on top of each other, everything's very clean and safe, then they're doing it. So what can you do? Like, it's going to be people adapting it probably themselves, taking it, reading into it themselves and deciding themselves as best they can.
Put it this way, you're high risk, right? You would fall into high risk. You would, you know, if the government said like, okay, everything back to normal, you wouldn't be back to normal.
No, I can't.
You still wouldn't be back to normal. So I think it'd be a case of like, what's your scenario? Are you like, you know, have you been locked away for 6 weeks and you're fine? Could you go work in a place where everyone else has been off for 6 weeks and you're kind of fine? Could you do that? Is that okay?
Do you know what it is?
You're not going to be doing things that, obviously no one's going to go, everybody's going to be a wee bit scared of everything now. Aren't they really? They're going to be like, I don't want to get a fucking random cold from some, like, so I'm not going to be like, you know, shaking hands with fucking strangers and whatever. I think things are just going to be a bit more careful now anyway. There'll be hand sanitizer everywhere.
Which I'm happy about, you know.
Yeah.
But do you not think for the first time...
It's just going to change. I think...
People have to trust basically strangers now for the first time. So it's there's a lot of like trust being put in, say, other families that you don't know, to make sure that they're keeping themselves as safe and clean as they can, so that if they're working, they're keeping safe and clean for other people, so that they're,
yeah.
You know, we have to put a lot of trust in people now, like the general public or your community or, you know, and most people aren't used to doing that really, but now we have to put a lot of trust in other people. I think that's why the roadmap's so vague, because it's going, we can't just say, oh, you know, childminders can start going back now if you need to work, because there will be, there is always a bunch of idiots who always disobey the rules and go back in or send their kids in even though they shouldn't have because someone beside them was sick, you know. That's the problem. If you make it to, if you just allow everyone to go, yeah, blanket rule, there you go, there's still that 10% who are stupid and don't care about everyone else's welfare that will ruin it again. So you do have to put a lot of trust in people to be sensible, which is like,
there's a lot of people,
easy, but
you get a lot of people who are like, you know, we should be sensible about this and go back if you can go back safely. And then there's a lot of people that are just like, it's only a fucking cold. It only kills.
It only kills those people with underlying conditions, but they don't realize that's like me.
But they're like, the death rate is like less than 1%. I mean,
that doesn't matter. It's
the numbers. The numbers are
The
numbers are actually really good in like Northern Ireland, aren't they?
Yeah, it is pretty good over here, but probably because people have listened a lot better maybe than other places, or obviously it's a smaller place. Maybe we just have better communities where people aren't having to go into huge shops. I know, like for us, we said before, like we would go to a lot more local shops now and try and do as much shopping like in one go, even between like our house, my sister and my mum, we do like one shopping. One person would go and do all of our shopping.
Aye, we fucked it up a bit where I went for some bits and then we'd ordered like an online thing. Mm-hmm. And then your mum did shopping for us and the fucking, I could open the shop. The place was coming down with stuff. Now
that was on Sunday. I
dug deep and I realised I don't like waste. And I've eaten 17 KF since Sunday.
Yeah, you had 4 KF Sunday.
Nope.
Or 3.
2.5.
No, you 3.
No, I didn't. 2.5 KF.
Right, I had 1.5.
Now, the main thing about COVID is KFs help it. What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
You look like you're about to divorce me now. But, I had a theory, and the theory was the numbers are so low here because places like London that have a tube and people rely heavily on public transport. And in Northern Ireland, you couldn't get on a bus if you fucking...
You couldn't get on public transport. If you really wanted to get to work on a bus, you couldn't get on it. You would be late and you'd miss it.
Yeah. If you and were like,
we don't
have
a good train system.
I'm going to fucking... Do you know how many train stations Northern Ireland has? 2. I don't know if... All I hear is train to Bangor, train to Coleraine. That's it.
That's it.
There's like a fucking X and we go here to here or here to here and that's it. Portadown. There's another one. There's no train stations.
Not around us, obviously, anyway.
Yeah, you're not going to catch, COVID on a fucking
Lisburn
Road bus that's 4 hours late.
As you say.
With
like
no one on it.
London, Glasgow, any big city has like sort of trams, subways, undergrounds, all those kind of things. Or really good buses, all that stuff. I mean, public transport here.
Yeah, there wouldn't have been a queue outside KFC in London that had got the train to it. But over here, everyone had the drive to it. Fucking shithole, isn't it?
Maybe that saved us for once.
Yeah. And then Translink will step forward and be like, "Oh, so Translink are proud to have provided you absolutely the worst fucking public transport infrastructure any country has ever seen. Thank you, essential workers." Have you ever been at a bus stop and a bus goes by with the sign going and there's a driver and there's no one in it and he goes like... that's so trans, like, no.
No,
unless you have 20 mates. No, you gotta get a black taxi in Belfast, you know, a half a circus in the back. They pull over and they're like, excuse me,
I used to just walk to work when I lived in Belfast because I could walk quicker than the bus.
Oh, for sure.
The bus, if you'd be waiting there and you go, right, well, it's not here now. It's already late by 10 minutes, so I'm already going to be late. So I better start walking. Because the longer I stay here waiting for the next one, I'm just going to be late. So I just end up walking probably sort of 3 out of 5 days. Like,
yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah. There you go.
I drove down our street that we used to live on the other day. It was nice.
Yeah, it was a nice street, that.
There were some real nice little flats and houses on that street, actually. Trees going like this, like the dark hedges over the side of the road. Now, did we manage to find the flat above the one relocated paedophile?
Always.
Yes, we
twice.
Did.
We've done it twice now.
You know, you'd be lying in bed and just fucking, meep, 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 meep. You know, the fire alarm would go off. And you're like, is that us? And you run outside. And then you realise that you've got 3 flats on top of each other and then one out the back and all their systems are linked. And this motherfucker is making burning bacon at 5 in the morning before he goes and plays fucking golf. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I ran down, he was all golf clubs out the front of the Jag and everything, and he was like, sorry, I burnt the bacon. I was like, you fucking pedo bastard.
I thought you meant the guy lived under us, where you could like hear him coughing.
They're all pedos. Every single one of them is a pedophile.
Maybe we were in some sort of a...
It was like witness protection for pedos. That's what it seemed like.
They're displaced, maybe.
What was I going to say to you? Speaking of pedophiles, have you heard of QAnon? The group that are trying to expose, you know, all these elitist fucking pedophile rings?
No, funny enough, I don't really like to look these things up on the internet, so I don't know about these things because I actively sort of try my best not to see them.
I haven't read much into it, but apparently, according to Connor Keyes, the prediction is that Obama is getting arrested this week.
Obama's getting arrested?
Yep.
For what, being a pedophile?
I'll tell you right now.
Jesus.
These are the things that he's supposed to be, you know, the Benghazi scandal, Fast and the Furious scandal. Donde esta la fuck is that?
What? How does Connor Keyes have so much time to look up all these things?
This is something he's downloaded off the internet here. But
no, I don't mean he's, you know, curated this document. I mean, he hears so many things like this.
Oh, wait, bloody scandal and it's shameless cover-up. Ooh, bitch. Oh, I thought it was actually to do with the movie.
What is it? What is it to do with?
Fast and the Furious might just be Obama's Watergate.
Ooh.
Wrote this piece, Saving of Bill Fast, Gun Running Scandal Condemned Fast, codenamed Fast and Furious, a program run secretly by the US government that sent thousands of firearms over an international border and directly into the hands. Is that your sister run up the road there?
I have no idea.
Into the hands of criminals, has been pursued by an army of
which
reporters.
Criminals, though? Does criminals mean?
But sure, that's been going on for fucking years, mate.
But like, what? What is, you know, what criminals does it say?
Mexican drug trafficking.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, I'll read into that and get back to you. But yeah, these are other things. Fast and Furious scandal. NSA domestic spying scandal. Hillary Clinton email scandal. Extrajudicial drone striking, killing, including American citizens. Obamacare health plan retention lie. Hillary Clinton investigation scandal. Illegal Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac payments. I don't know. The list goes on. But he's done all this shit. And then over here, they're like, what's Trump done? No collusion. I don't understand what any of that means.
I mean, you have to be into American politics now.
Yeah, I have no idea.
To get into all that now.
I actually don't give a shit.
Which,
you know, that's hard to, it's hard
to really get into.
It's hard to really get into it, you know, when you're
I love how the word is like two stupid people trying to talk about this. Like, who even knows?
What's worse, me slagging like Mickey and Connor Keyes, and they have done research, and I say is like, sure, you're crazy, and then I just bring it up and be like, Fast and the Furious, did Obama try and kill Paul Walker? I knew it. He took over a computer and a Porsche and put him into a fucking wall.
He was trying to get to Kentucky.
Rest in peace, bro. What about, I've said that before, what about whenever he died and they were having fucking, like, you know, all these meetups with cars and everything? Rest in peace, Paul Walker. And you're like, what about Schumacher? You know, one of the best drivers of all time. Vegetating. And they're all like, till I see you again. Fucking bears me. Fast and Furious 1. Best film of all time or no? Or is it Godfather 2?
I've never really watched them, not gonna lie.
I remember Vin Diesel was like the big guy. You know, you'd be
is
like...
Is Vin Diesel gay?
Don't know.
Oh, that was a big pause, Colin.
Is Vin... I've heard that rumor. Of, is Vin
I'm
Diesel...
I'm gonna say, like, is that a rumor?
Is Vin Diesel...
Is Vin Diesel?
Also Vin Diesel... You know, his name is Vin Diesel.
Is Vin Diesel white comes up on Google?
Vin Diesel. Is he a bender? She's so fucking... Unwanted sexual advances. Oh, fuck off your cookies. A lie. A lie. Obviously a lie.
Whatever you
want.
Do
you want, know what Jacob? I mean? I want to see the fucking interview. Triple X. Hold on. Okay.
I mean, he looks pretty camp in this video they showed me.
Yeah, he looks... Now that's not going to play, which is fucking... boiling my piss.
Calm down. Sorry.
Anyway, he made unwanted sexual advances at her. He's probably like, you're so fucking hot, you embarrass me. Carolina Moriria.
Right, the video's not going to play. Leave it. It's some dodgy video.
I think if I hit it 30 times, it'll work. So he's like hitting on this girl.
What would you say? You think he's gay?
I don't know. Maybe he's trying too hard to be like, I'm not gay. Look how hot she is. Meanwhile, he's just getting fast and furiously pumped.
Anyway.
By Ludacris.
Does he have any nude photos on the internet? Usually that's what
move,
our next...
bitch. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you being curious.
No, but that's usually our next move. You have seen every celebrity naked, I think.
Probably.
Every time any celebrity is mentioned, you go, have you seen them naked?
Of course. Have you got Twitter, for fuck's sake?
I don't use Twitter either. I don't avoid horrible news things, you know?
Oh, fuck's sake.
Oh, wow, that's okay.
They're not even of him, are they? They're just,
I don't think so.
They're just fucking...
That's not him, is it?
No, it is not. He's not that good of shape. He's a bag of shit, but for a good while, it was like...
Oh, look at his sweet belly.
Ben Diesel's like the well-built guy. He looks like my uncle. You know, he's like...
He does just look like a West Belfast taxi driver, like, doesn't he?
Yeah, just hanging out of a flat window, like, fuck shit, she's got a knife.
Does look like your uncle.
Look how politely that guy's standing there with his heart on. Also, donde está la testicles? That's your
right ideal. Enough, though.
That'd be your ideal man there. No nuts. Look at that, he's just fucking penis. Who's this guy? Is that Vin Diesel?
No.
About the fuck a jellyfish there, what are you doing, man? Now we're just looking like at a lot of dudes that look like what I'd look like if I was in good shape. Oh, he's got the top of the hinge out there.
Oh, wow.
That's cute, isn't it? Naked dudes, like, it isn't sexy. Like,
it's funny, isn't
even
it?
When it's sexy, it's not sexy.
Like, honestly, naked dudes, like, that's unbelievable shape. They're unbelievable body.
Yeah.
Would actually look more attractive if you covered the penis up. Do you know what I mean?
Maureen.
Yes?
You're a lesbian.
No, but you know what I mean? Like,
no, look at the way he's looking down at his piece there, like, Yeah, that's gay. That's kind of gay, isn't it? To be, like, so into looking
I think
at
that's what it is. There's just such a line between if you
Statham
see Statham
pulling his wire into that.
Well, that's clearly not real.
Also, tiny penis. Who's this now? Oh, that's your fella. What's his name? Everyone loves?
Amber Rose?
No, it's not Amber Rose. Amber Rose got some fucking bangers.
Oh, no, she's the... What is her name?
She's
Someone
like the
Rose?
Sort of...
Ruby Rose?
Ruby, the androgynous sort of fucking handsome fella that everyone thinks is hot as shit.
Kind of got the same tattoos as you.
Same tits as well.
I know.
Isn't that fun? Now, let's wind this podcast down. I've talked plenty about OnlyFans on this, and I was laughing at how quickly... You know, this whole feminism movement and all is going along nicely, and then lockdown has come around and people are like, I need your money, pay me to see my puss. Immediate, straight turnover, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm all having a good time, you know what I mean? Girl power. Can't earn money. Give me money in exchange for anus pics. Nah.
Is this happening a lot on your Instagram?
I've had two followers who were regular people from here.
You serious?
They were like OnlyFans. On Twitter, because it was like just some, you know, the big chunk comes up like such and such has followed you. You on Twitter much now?
No, not really.
Like say all your notifications are like retweet, retweet, whatever, whatever. And then the follow was a big block and it was like someone's name and then like OnlyFans.
Jesus Christ.
So people are literally like the shit's at the fan. I didn't want it to come to this. And that's their version of takeaway coffee, is pay me to see my tarts. Now,
wow.
I seen a good quote from Ian Edwards, the comedian. He goes, I wouldn't pay for sex, so why would I pay for not sex? Now, that's funny. I laughed.
That's a good point, actually. But that's a good way to put it.
Now, yeah, that's, if anyone is like,
would people really pay just to like look at,
I mean,
pictures of a very particular person? Is it just pictures? What do you pay? You pay and then you just look at an Instagram account. Is that what it is? No, or it's not like live videos?
It's like Patreon. I think it's like an app where you would get access to their feed. Code name for tits. No, but like,
yeah. But I mean, is it just photos or is it like a video?
It's just media,
or is
whatever,
it like a live thing or what?
Whatever, all of those. It's just you can post all content to this thing.
Wow. A strange time.
Yeah, I would say I talked about this with Mickey. Maybe there might be some slight intrigue if it was like someone you knew. You know what I mean? You'd be like,
do you think that would be weirder if it was someone you knew?
No.
No.
Like if you knew a hot as fuck person and they're like, "Do you want to see? Do you want to see them naked?"
I suppose, yeah.
You're not a. Come on, step up the perviness, Maureen. Get on the level of us pigs. There would definitely,
I have been kind of busy, so funny enough, these things.
The intrigue is either you do think someone's just regular hot, or, but I think it's just like that Patreon movement for porn. They're just like, listen, you've been getting it free for years. Buy me a pint. Here's my slice. The point I was getting to, Maureen, is
it's not like a slogan that.
The point I was getting to was somebody tagged me on Twitter,
right,
and everybody has done what they can during the lockdown. Everyone's trying to make money. I got followed by a thing. I'm not going to read out the mention, but they were basically like, check out my feet. And I'm not going to share that because I'm going to throw up. Where someone has like gross like feet with like athlete's foot and everything. Should I take my socks off and show my nasty feet on TikTok? Now, all the photos are of like athlete's foot and fucking itchy feet and everything. And you're like, even within the weirdness of like OnlyFans or something, it goes so far down the fucking like fetishy gross.
Are you saying that someone has a page like that?
Yep. And there'll be someone.
But what did they message you?
I don't know.
They message you something though?
Not privately, just mentioned me on Twitter. It's like an anonymous account. You know, there's no person there. But you're like,
why? Why would anyone want to look at that?
Who's, and it's a fella too, but who is like, listen, I'm done with regular old ejaculation. I had a foot fetish, but you know what I mean? There's no character to a nice clean foot.
Do they not know you can look up naked pictures of Vin Diesel?
Give me the dirtiest stinking athlete's foot you can get. Like, how do you get into that kink?
That's a very like weird foot fetish, isn't it? As if it's not strange enough, like, just to be like, I like feet.
Yeah, like, was it, like, the only place
like you like could, gross, you could like infected feet?
You could, like, sneak out of, you know, pulling your wire.
What's happened
like
to these people?
In
like
a fucking closet in your house somewhere full of dirty old shoes or something? What the fuck is wrong with your mind? It's disgusting. I mean, granted, it's better that you got that one than, like, a fucking kid's one or something. But, like, still fucking, what's wrong with you? Why can't you just bust regular nuts? This goes way back. Just bust regular nuts. Why have you got?
What is wrong with people now? They have to have, everything has to be like the weirdest thing.
I don't know.
No one's in regular stuff anymore, are they?
It's just like,
no one's just like regular people anymore.
It's just, yeah, something happened to you when you were a child.
Something is wrong.
But like, it's just people, like, why can't you? You know, you see all those fucking programs. Remember that sex show program or sex shop thing, and the guy was like, "Oh yeah, we got this. There's a nice little pig mask and." Someone's got a fucking pig mask on their face.
Yeah,
and you're going, you're stalling the busting nuts here. There's a lot of fucking song and dance around.
Do you think there's too much internet now for people to look at?
Oh, for sure. People are desensitized.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, what's going on? Like,
that's why OnlyFans has come out. Because it's like, listen, I can watch porn and I'm watching away. I like what I see. All these people are hot. But then they're like, it's not real enough for me.
God.
They're like, I want to see a real person that I fucking...
Yeah, but all those people probably don't actually have a real person in their life.
Well, no wonder. There's a guy Let me stop you. There's a guy who had to fucking cancel his wedding to a fucking robot because of the lockdown. If you think you've got problems. This poor bastard was like, I'd saved up and I'd bought new batteries and all, and bought a wee skirt and all. You know when a guy's let in charge of like dressing it?
Oh, like, no. This is what I thought. I said,
wear like a fucking Union Jack bra and like a fucking check skirt and everything.
Denim mini skirt.
She's so attractive, isn't she?
Streaks
in her hair, though. I bought it and had to cancel my wedding.
Cancel my wedding? That's so sad.
And how does she feel about it? Bending her arm up. I love those interviews, like, the guy's talking away and the things in the chairs are like, no fucking lip out of it, but, you know what I mean? Not out there! Must be some crack when you're taking her fanny out of the dishwasher, though. No?
Oh, Jesus. I mean, people really, you know, do you ever look at people like that and you're going, you just need someone to hug you and give you human interaction.
Yeah, it's good. You gotta be a good parent, I think, or else just, you get fucking lunatic.
You just went so far past having just a regular relationship with even friendship, you know.
But this is so many funny. You know, things we talked about maybe normal people on that podcast exclusively on the Patreon, but you know, people get fucking comfortable with weird shit. You know, oh, it's familiar. Yeah. Punch my face. You know what I mean? I'm used to this. Choke me out while you're banging me. People are fucked up.
I think people are just like kind of like very sexual, just the weirdness of things. It's not that they're actually turned on by the disgusting foot. It's that they go, this is so weird.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
I love how weird this is and I like it.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
The mind. We're too stupid to talk about this, but yeah.
No, well, I listened to a thing recently where people were saying, like,
really fascinating,
humans fall into what's familiar, even if it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why drugs and whatever, like, you might feel safer taking heroin on the street than you do living in the house with your family.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, people get familiar with really fucked up things.
People, like, yeah, also people are, like, they are conditioned even if they're in a bad situation. So they'll keep repeating the same thing every day because it's familiar to the brain. The circuits have already been wired to go, but this is what I do and this is where I get this satisfaction from. And if they want to change that, it's quite difficult, as in your body feels a bit strange doing something better. So you don't, you just do the thing that's familiar because the circuits are already in your brain.
What the fuck was
neurotransmitters? It's very fascinating to read about this, but it is funny. So people will just do, that's why people stick with bad habits, or if they want to change a habit, you have to keep doing it to try and basically rewire your brain slightly, and it will feel uncomfortable for quite a while because it's unfamiliar to your brain.
Yeah, 100%.
Remember I said you do that quite a lot? I think you'll be like, why do I keep doing this? And you're like, because you just will automatically do it.
You're a fucking idiot.
Whatever it is, even if you hate it, even if you don't like whatever XYZ characteristic, and it's like, why do I keep doing this? People do say it all the time, I don't know why I keep doing this. And it's funny, isn't it? People talk about themselves as if they're a machine they can't control.
Yeah.
As if they're in a roller coaster, and they're like, I don't like this roller coaster, but they somehow feel like they can't get off. But it's their own brain. But what you have to do is reprogram it and start changing it and making different decisions.
I'll wake up
apparently
every day,
changes it.
Pour olive oil on my crusty feet and fuck them, and I can't stop doing it every day.
And now you're down to every other day, which is, you know, progress, which is nice.
Listen, you gotta distract yourself during this lockdown. I don't know whether it was this case or not, but I need to read into it. But there was some kidnapping case where they were talking about fucking, I don't want to talk about it because I heard it on another podcast recently, but yeah, they're literally like locking someone under a fucking bed in a box. And they grew to like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
And getting systematically raped every day. And they were just like, nah, I'm fucking fairly settling into this now.
Cause mad, isn't it?
Yeah, fuck that day.
But again, that's just a condition that your brain has adapted to.
Weird.
So as horrible as it is, it becomes familiar. And familiarity is safe.
Weird.
Even if it's not safe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be more scary to do something that's just different to you. Isn't
it's like that
weird?
Fucking picture of the, you know, there's like a horse and it's like tied to like a post, and it thinks it can't move, and then they just, all they need to do is put the thing around its foot, attached to nothing, and it won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, the conditions are, most conditioning is just your brain just going, well, this is what I've always done. This equals this, so this is how I act now.
Yeah.
Mean it.
It's so fucked up.
That's why whenever, like, and I hate watching them because, well, I suppose anyone like me going through what I've gone through, you try to avoid bad news and anything scary. You just go, what, do I want to watch it? But, like, there's obviously been a lot of videos passing around that you'll see about, like, in Belfast, loads of people having fights and rows and all this kind of stuff. And to me, I just watch it, like, fascinated by going, isn't it funny how people act just because that's where they're from? That's who's brought them up. That's what they know. You know? How come someone, you know, like me, has never been around anyone selling drugs in the street or whatever, you know? Yeah. It's just like, how come? It just depends where you're born and how you're brought up. So there is so much conditioning. So you're going, that's all you know, and you are this product of this environment and your conditioning and whatever. And you think that's you, but it's not really. It's just you have adapted all these little things that you've learned. But at any one time, someone could say, today I'm going to start off as if I know nothing. Forget who your family is. Forget where you're from, what age you are. Forget all of that. Start from fresh. What would you want to do? And that's how people transform their lives. And so when I watch videos like that, I go, do those people really want to do that? Or have they just ended up here?
Yeah.
Like, why are they like that? Why would you possibly, why would you be running around the street with a knife in your hand? You know, why have you done that? You know, it's funny. You watch it. I watched it with like fascination. I think if people were running around
shooting people in my street, I'd be in a tent on the side of a mountain. You know what I mean? Be anywhere.
Because it's peculiar just, that's why.
Be anywhere else.
But to certain places, it's like the norm.
Yeah.
That there's screaming and shouting going on all the time, or there's people who carry knives, or there's people who deal drugs, or there's people who are stealing or anything.
Not everyone's rich
isn't
and
that
white
funny?
From the country like you.
So that's nothing to do with anything.
Being rich and white.
That's what I mean. Maybe, you know, a lot of us are born in like easier situations. That's true.
Very true,
but it doesn't mean someone can be.
That's why our son.
There's people who are very rich and have children who go wild because they've just hung around with other things and adapted other
or hung about with nobody, you know,
or hung around,
like,
you know, exactly.
Like normal people, you're rich, but your family's never there.
Yeah, you adapt.
But
all
Eddie,
things.
Like, I'll walk in with the phone connected to the Bose with gunshot fire, like real loud to wake him up. That's what I'll do, and just be like, "When you see, you're gonna have it fucking worse than that there." And I feed him a banana.
You're really gonna confuse him, aren't you?
Yeah. Remember I said, like, why do...
I think your accent's actually going to change to that, because you do it so much now when you're irate. And I was like, you're going to be... When you're 50, that'll be your accent, I think.
It's my, like... I'm channeling that one guy who got out of... Who shouted out of a taxi at Casey Neistat on a vlog. Fucking stupid bastard! That's stuck in my brain forever now. And that's who I become. This is, like, inside the actor's studio. That's who I become. And is it really my true self? Maybe. Now we'll finish off on this Tampax ad. Talk to me.
Not a fan.
What are they trying to fucking get? What
I
message are they trying
to make it seem like
everyone gets period
silly,
but,
so like you won't care?
But they're like,
there's a van. It's probably delivering something.
Fine. This is it here. Tampons and tea. Not a great mix, and it's also the name of Chi and Todd's new podcast. This is fucking gross, bro.
We have got a great show for you today. So, tell me, how many of you ever feel your tampon? You shouldn't. It might mean your tampon isn't in far enough. You gotta get them up there, girls. Example, our special Tampax Pearl Compact Grip Design is your guide to comfort. Just pull it, lock it, and put it in. Not just the tip, up to the grip. So get them up there, girls.
And the same applies to cocks. Not just the tip, all the way up to the grip. Now, do you want anything that has a grip going in your downstairs?
In her defense, I get why they're trying to like educate people on this.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. The education part is fine. Telling people how to use them, fine.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I don't know, there's just something about all these adverts that just makes me cringe so bad.
I just feel like they're trying to like...
I just don't want that on TV.
What was it like?
I don't like how they're talking about it as if like, haha, you know, I don't know, it's weird, it's so weird.
you know, isn't it? If they're trying to like normalize it and, you know, everyone can talk about it in public, which is fine. But like, you don't, the same way you don't need to talk about any other bodily function so openly. You know what I mean? I just feel like, is there a toilet roll ad where they're like, do you ever end up with a chocolate button? You're going to get it right up there. Wriggle it about. Fucking chuck a baby wipe round it, you monkey bastard.
Is that what you do? You're not supposed to do any of those things. Listen, maybe this should be numbered if that's how you wipe your ass.
Oh, I don't. I just get such a deep Asian squat that nothing touches the edges.
Right now.
Yeah.
And what do you do with your tampons?
Jam it right up there. Jam it up till you can't feel it.
Yeah, I don't like this. To be fair, there's a lot of very like, I don't know what the word is like, but I don't know, too overly. Well, open ads.
It seems like
there's so many ads recently like that. Every ad about arthritis, about like having sex with it, and you're like, really?
Everything has sexual undertones.
Really? I don't understand. I honestly don't know.
The guy's holding his back.
Why these are on TV?
The guy's holding his back, and it's like, and you know, you got to tell someone about your arthritis, or else it'll ruin your love life. Like who's not?
What?
Who's like you know, he's trying to bang this woman. He's like, Christ, my hips. You would be like, I've arthritis. Suck my cock.
That's the flaw.
Yeah. The next bit of that just be problem solved and someone's head just bobbing up and down in his lap.
Colin.
Bing, ding, 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 ding.
What, that's not really fixing that for...
What?
Yeah, that's not really making that
but
less.
But you've got that one. You've got the one where they're like, this couple spent 94 seconds, bloody blah,
yeah,
like, and now they have a baby. And you're like, why does it have to be 94 seconds?
And it's about eBay. By the way,
by the time he got around to doing that second baby, I bet you it wasn't fucking 90 seconds. But it was all sorts of techniques and movements.
Why?
Why does the dude always have to be like fucking Mr. Squirts a lot? This fucking useless bastard blew his beans in 10 minutes. I sound like I'm hosting a game show. Welcome back to Busted Loads. Who do I sound like? Gav Gogglebox? I don't know. I'm very tired now, Maureen. But
your brain's gone mad, isn't it?
But like all those ads, yeah, they're all some sort of, you know, like,
isn't that weird? Because we're like not really offended by things, but just it's too like, vulgar.
Someone's like 20. They're like, oh, you know, this person finally got moving out of their house because their parents are like fucking next door, and you're like everything.
Yeah,
one of those, so like, unnecessary.
Moving things, and it's like a picture, and it's like, oh, thank God you can move out. You're like, oh, yeah. I don't want to see that advert
because your parents are dog. Now, what I want to see is absolute pure filth. It's supposed to be absolute pure filth, but don't. Put innuendos in ads for like fucking mayonnaise or something.
Like,
you know
like
what I mean?
It.
That's the next step. There'd be like a salad cream ad and someone's like up their face and they'd be like, somebody would come. Everything has to, like every business in the world would be like, so we've got a fucking, you know, Haribo ad where they do the children's voice on the adults or something. They'd be like, I had my mommy and daddy wrestling last night. You know, it'd be like, so you're just like, just fucking sell me the sweets, will you?
I know. That's what it is. You're going, what are you trying to, what angle are they trying
to
get?
Can you feel your tampon? Well, you've probably got it hanging out like a cigarette. You got to shove it all in there. Don't leave it dangling like you're about to light it. You got to fucking jam it on in there.
I know, you sound like, this is Jimmy Savile.
Now then, don't worry, we've got a fucking rope attached to it. And you can tie that to some beads. And it'll weigh it down, and when you need to pull it out, you fucking have the dog bite the end of it and slap its ass, and it runs away and pulls it out behind it, unplugging a tsunami of blood.
Right, stop it. Stop. No, I don't like them.
Shove it on into the grip. What's the grip? The string? The fuse?
Fuse?
Yeah.
I don't know, so you get them out, you light them in the back.
It's like the opening scene of Blade. Just blood everywhere. Yes! Blood everywhere, Maureen, like Blade.
Do you like Wesley Snipes?
Remember her?
Oh my God, and this is why you
do
want
like Wesley
to create ever and ever.
Huh? You should get her in an ad.
Do you like Wesley Snipes?
Oh, fucking gross. People of Belfast. Yeah, so what I'm saying is, just be like, to find out the most comfortable way to wear a tampon, visit tampax.grip.insertion.com.
No, but me and my sister said that she didn't like it either. if you need to do an instruction video, which is fine, I'm not against that, absolutely. They're quite confusing things, and especially if you've never used them, you might go, what the hell? Yeah, I get it. But go, hey girls, if you do blah, 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 if this isn't working for you.
Or boys.
Hey, boys have vaginas now too.
Hey them, do you have a slit beneath your male cock? Tape it to the side and insert it up to the grip, slightly under your testis. Maybe they're not functioning. You can call them your main dangle sack. Your male dangle sack. Do you want to identify as a woman? Shove it up to the grip. In your stink. My sister said she had a
minute. Hey them.
Hey them. What's up, Ed? Do you want to do some faux bleeding out of your fucking non-binary?
See, all this non-binary stuff is just ruining
punctuation. Poo zero?
You know.
Huh?
It's just ruining grammar, really, isn't it?
Listen. Fuck off. You know what I mean? Non-binary, my cock. There's a lot of fucking scenarios in life where you're like, okay, you're absolutely a fucking male here. Or you're absolutely a female. If
inserting
your person,
a tampon is definitely one.
Yeah, there's
I'm
no,
afraid,
there's,
I'm afraid,
there's
like,
no dudes like fucking, you know, even paying for them. You know, that should be a fucking ad. They'd be like, oh yeah, in most of these countries, you just fucking bleed all over the shop because you can't afford anything. People are fucking ripping the insides of teddies out to make like,
yeah,
sanitary tiles.
It's classed as a luxury item, so what? There's nothing luxury about it, like, but.
You want a luxury item? Attach some beads to the grip. I have a migraine. Don't leave it hanging out the end like a fucking lumbering butler.
Anyway, I can't wait till we describe things like periods to Eddie, because I'm going to be like, go, Colin. And just that whole conversation is going to come out, isn't it? He's going to be like, I don't know what you're saying, Dad.
Whole conversation, exactly.
I'm scared.
Exactly. Yeah, he's...
How would you explain periods to Eddie, go?
He's born now. He's just going to be such a them, isn't he?
No, but I mean, I think it's good, even if you have a son, to explain things like periods, to go,
of course,
this is what happens, because you need to know these things.
Like, listen, son, see where your ma's fucking lost her marbles? She's on the blob! Oh, me and you'll go for ice cream. Then we'll hop on a Segway. What's popping? Right, where we go?
I don't know, I'm so scared.
That's all good. Yeah. Why don't you squeeze the grip, releasing the menthol flavour?
You're the band menthol cigarettes.
My legs are sweating so much. What?
I think the band menthol cigarettes.
That's absolutely menthol, why?
I don't know, I think because maybe they're too like fun for kids or some shit.
Because they're gay as shit. Sometimes when I smoked a lot, I would just buy like three or four different packs of cigarettes to mix it up on my drinking.
God, that's a lot of smoking, isn't it?
Yeah, I smoked too much.
Pick a mix of
cigarettes. And it's done nothing to my brain at all. We are starting our lifting club tonight. The whole family is getting together, socially distanced, with gloves on. And three times a week, squat bench deads. All right?
Yeah.
Let's lift weights.
You're on a health kick again, aren't you, Colin?
No, I'm just fat as fuck. And it doesn't matter what you achieve in life, how much of a nice person you are, it's the fat that people remember. It doesn't matter. Like, see if Gandhi was fat, wouldn't know who he was.
It would be the fat guy who said nice things.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
But he said some snarky things too, so people would have been like, that fat wee fucking Indian bastard is a cheeky cunt. You know what I mean? It's
history,
like,
would history be different if they were fat?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have been described the same way.
Like if JFK was fat, they'd have been like, no wonder the fucking hit him with a bullet, the fat cunt. Fucking head's massive.
He deserved it.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, if Michael Jordan was fat, you know what I mean? He wouldn't have been able to fly through the air quite as well, but... Basically, yeah, I don't know. I need a fuck. I'm gonna get my stomach stapled. I've seen it on a thing, and it looks good. It looks like a sustainable lifestyle. It looks like it would be easy for me to take one spoonful of yogurt and yak, and just really get those dick fees coming in strong. And then I'll get real fucking arrogant when I'm in good shape, and then I'll be a real cunt, and people will be like, "We liked you better when you were fat," and I'm like, "Shut up, you fat bitches."
And that's why you're not gonna start.
Bing, ding, 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 ding. What's popping? I'm not gonna start. I have started. I've only had one time out today. Let's get out of the fucking garage. My arse is sweating and my legs are sweating. So health kick that.
calf. Look at that thigh, bro. Right, we'll get out of here, Maureen, okay?
Please, yeah.
Thanks for doing a podcast, even though it was your idea, wasn't it? Your idea to do a podcast?
Yeah, because you're the procrastinating queen, like.
Well, no, I'm the fucking BT victim over here.
Victim.
I've got my internet in, it's fast as shit, so expect some other podcasts over the weekend, guys.
There might not one after this tirade of they absolute love, nonsense.
They love this shit. I had a write-up in the
paper. I'm just glad other people have to listen to the mad, mad shit you come out with. It's not just me being mentally and physically drained by it. You know? Marriage. Colin, isn't that right?
No, listen, that's what they're here for. We're here for it. See you next week, or see you probably if you get onto the patreon.com/genderbattered podcast. There'll be more podcasts over the weekend, and we'll be back Tuesday with more. And I'm very tired now, more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I need a sandwich.
Right? We have a 6-month-old son that we never sleep, so that's good for naps, isn't it?
Yeah, I never hear about it. I'm asleep. But yeah, we'll see you very shortly, guys. Thanks for listening. Take care. Thanks, Maureen.
No problem.
Nice hat.
Thank you.
Bye.